KLK and KO4HKX. ZLK, good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, buddy.
Hope you had a good day, or a good night last night.
And I'm on the way home. In fact, I'm about 5 minutes away.
I figured you're getting close.
I heard you this morning a little bit, but I just looked in the trailers and stuff. When I got back in, you were gone.
Spot where I can't get to 285, 610, the 330 machine. None of those come in. No, get back to them.
The 6-1 repeater coming up 85, and once I get into South Carolina anymore, I can hear it. It's real intermittent and real scratchy, but I don't even try anymore because it doesn't seem to be a very good signal.
Well, right there at the state line, it's like you're down in a little valley between mountaintops, and it's blocking all the repeaters.
Yeah, I just drove by a mama and two cubs on the side of the road. That'd be Bear, by the way, in case anybody's wondering. I heard Chandler this morning. I heard you talking to him briefly. I haven't heard him in forever.
I talked to him this morning. That was the first time I've talked to him in months.
Another truck?
That, I think you got him a little Colorado.
I'm dodging tree limbs, and there's a couple trees down. Brett said the power went out last night. It had a storm go through after I left the house. And there's a lot of debris all over the road up here.
I'm out working on power lines this morning on the way down the mountain, but I'm sure there's some outages in places.
Off for about 10 minutes, and then it came back on. So she was hoping it wouldn't go out anymore. She was there by herself.
Roger that. That's not a good feeling. Might have to look into getting you one of those backup generators. But if it's only 10 minutes, it's not worth it.
Well, those standby generators, I've shown her how to pull the portable one out of the garage and just plug it into the wall on the outside.
We all know how well that's working out.
And I've showed her several times. I mean, she has watched me, but I would like to get one. I'm just playing around there.
I've got one, but the one I've got is constantly giving me trouble with something.
What brand do you have?
The Generac.
They're a real popular brand. A lot of people have them.
And I'm not saying anything bad about it. It could just be a one-off problem, but this thing has just been something constantly with it.
Understandable. If when you have a product and you can't seem to get any good service out of it, even if you're the only one, it ruins it for you.
And like I said, I'm not. Lots of other people have good luck out of them, obviously, but I have not. And there's not many people in the area where I'm at to service them or work on them, so that's another problem. Their infrastructure is not there in our area.
It's a business opportunity for you. You can just make some room in your truck and become a Generac authorized service repair guy too while you're driving around.
I don't fit that in. I guess I'll just quit eating altogether.
That mentality, you know, where you work, what is that called? Entrepreneurial mentality.
I think that's for younger men and women.
I know what you mean. All right, Patrick, I'm about home, so I'll let you go. I appreciate the call this morning. I hope you have a good day. I'm ready to hit the sack.
Same, good to hear you this morning. Glad you had a good night. KO4HKX. I'll be clear. 73.
See you later. N4ZLK.